the rest of the story. It's the youngster's first protracted time away from home, his first real solo flight from the nest, and he is writing his parents for money. A predictable phenomenon, a stand-up comedy cliche, but sometimes it's not funny. Sometimes the situation gets out of hand. It did with young Leonard. Leonard's mother was just about as concerned as a mother could be. Her son was becoming a deadbeat. Overreacting on her part? Well, let's look at the facts. Her son was not yet 20, away at school. The boy continually wrote to his father for money. Dad might not have minded so much had his son succeeded academically, but Leonard was a goof off in school, and Dad did mind. His father once wrote, "If you were a millionaire, you could not be more extravagant." And indeed, Leonard owed more money to more people than his father could ever have imagined. Well, next the young man was packed off to a military school. Now his studies improved, but then, as before, Leonard discovered numerous ways in which to get himself into debt. "Hoping you will send me some money for my immediate needs," he wrote to his mother. And in various letters, the same request was variously phrased. We should mention at this point that Leonard's parents had financial problems of their own. They simply could not afford their son's frivolous spending. The year Leonard actually joined the army and went overseas, his father died. You'd think the young man's heightened responsibility and personal family tragedy would have sobered him up, but nothing of the kind. Instead, from his mother, he requested a larger allowance. He needed some new tailored clothing, he said. He needed a polo pony, he said. Though already mother was sending every penny that she could spare. So Leonard borrowed again, from everyone it seemed. And he borrowed with very little hope of repaying. When he could borrow no more, he began to write checks, and the checks began to bounce. Now Leonard's mother began to panic. Now, for the first time, she realized the extent of her son's indebtedness, that if he were to return home now, a multitude of creditors would swarm and perhaps prosecute. So now he could not return home. Now mother is alone and in no financial position to help him. She was hurt, bewildered, and ashamed. Most of all, she was afraid. Surely this young man's chronically irresponsible attitude would lead his life to ruin. Surely his deadbeat reputation would spread until nobody who knew him would trust him. That's what his mother feared. But do you suppose that deep down inside, she also had enough faith in her son to know that somehow, someday, he would outgrow his thoughtlessness and perhaps even achieve greatness? Or was that just too much to hope for a perplexed and perplexing rubber check writing 23-year-old with his head in the clouds, Winston Leonard Spencer Churchill? Ultimately, Sir Winston Churchill. Now you know the rest of the story.